Hello and welcome to Inside IT from the technology professionals at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, a discussion with Intel CIO, Kim Stevenson. I'm here with Kim Stevenson, and we're here to talk about an area of great interest and investment for IT departments everywhere, and that's big data. There are lots of definitions of big data floating around. So, Kim, can you tell me how Intel defines big data?
Big data, you know, it refers to our massive amounts of highly complex, diverse data that sits beyond what today we're capable of processing. People will call it unstructured data. And it might be web logs or sensor information or informal feedback that you get from customers calling into your support line, text messages. All of that results in big data. And there's a lot of focus around the data platforms that are out there today that can actually take in and digest this information. However, at Intel, we think the real value comes when you're able to apply predictive analytics and data modeling to this data.
So why is this important? Why is big data relevant to the enterprise on an everyday basis?
Well, if you look at pretty much every enterprise, where you see opportunity is in taking that data and doing some form of analysis to it to improve the company's competitiveness or relevance to their customers across the board. And over years with relational databases, we've been very good at collecting and analyzing transactional information, but unstructured data is really what I would call a hidden potential that can give an organization more insight into maybe it's their customers' preferences, maybe it's into where hidden costs are in your organization. So I think all enterprises today will be able to create value from moving big data to structured information to predictive analytics. And the sort of degree of that value depends on the enterprise and what problems might need to be solved for that enterprise. And IT will be at that intersection between applying the business knowledge with the big data technologies to create that value for companies.
So with that in mind, where does big data fit into your investment priorities over the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
So predictive analytics and business intelligence as one thing is one of our major 5 multi-year strategic investments across Intel IT. Interestingly enough, though, each of our other 4, which are cloud computing, IT consumerization, enterprise security, and social computing, also have a big data business intelligence element to that initiative. So big data stands alone in business intelligence initiative, and then it's also a fundamental component of each of our other initiatives in IT.
What are some examples of the ways that big data and predictive analytics are being employed right now at Intel?
We had a perfect example of that. Oh, I guess it was about 18 months ago now. We had a product that went out the door. The product was called Cougar Point, and we shipped it with a problem that we then had to go pull from the field and replace. It cost the company $700 million. We've gone through the analysis to look at when would that problem first present itself so that we could have caught that before it went out the door. And you have to have the context is that on any piece of silicon, which we call a die, there are billions of transistors. So what you end up doing is you test percentages of any particular die based on patterns. And so what this example showed us when that happened to us is that we could actually take the output of previous tests to improve the testing ability for the future, cover more of those transistors, if you will. And by increasing coverage, You can see problems sooner, but it's an enormous amount of data to do. So we put in our big data analytics into assist into that debugging process. It's a big value to the company. On the market side, you know, on our customer-facing side, we have a lot of information. So by piecing together that information, we've been able to run a pilot in a given region that identified customers that were more likely to purchase than others. And then we looked at that and we looked at how our sales coverage model against those customers. And we took our online sales, inside sales force, and we were able to make calls based on what the predictive analytics said the customers were more likely to purchase. And in a very short amount of time, we were able to cover customers that weren't previously covered and generate millions of dollars of incremental revenue.
Given the importance moving forward that predictive analytics and big data have for Intel, what does it mean for the workforce at Intel IT?
Well, just like the rest of the IT profession, it is one of these emerging areas. You can't find all the skills you need in the marketplace. So you need data scientists, visualization experts, data curators, and those types of skills, they're rare today. And so the impact on the workforce is we have to grow these skills versus try to acquire. You can acquire a few, but essentially you have to grow those skills because it's actually harder to learn the business knowledge that you need to make that data into valuable information than it is to learn the IT technical skills.
And so what's next? What are the next steps for Intel regarding big data?
Our next steps are we have deployed a single instance of a big data cluster. We're putting in a second instance of that to make it a multi-tenant cluster. We're also looking at a number of visualization techniques to help our business units see the patterns and make pattern recognition stand out a lot quicker than it was before. And we're trying to stay very focused on high-value business problems. Because we have a limited set of skills that we're trying to grow, and there's, you know, everybody could come up with a question that they would just die to have a predictive model that gave you the answer to. So we've set some rules in place that say we want to have small project teams of roughly 5 people. We want the problems to be able to be solved within a 6-month period of time. And we set a target of $10 million in ROI post the first initial deployment. So that helps us narrow and prioritize the problems to higher value problems for the company.
So if you were to sit down and talk with another CIO from another organization, they were considering investing in big data, in business intelligence, what guidance would you give him or her?
I think first thing I would say is partner with your business units to identify where that hidden potential is. And that becomes your guiding light in terms of what problems you focus on. And then I would say to stay focused, that there's a lot of questions you could answer about any given business. But if you stay focused on a small set of business problems, then you'll create some wins, early wins, and you're able to grow based on your successful track record. And lastly, I would say is build the skills that you need. It will be a focused, diligent progression of taking the people that understand your business process today and complementing them with the technical skills required in building big data management systems or predictive analytic models.
Great. Well, Kim Stevenson, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kim Stevenson is Chief Information Officer at Intel. That does it for Inside IT this time. For more about big data, Kim Stevenson, or anything IT related, go to www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Landcor.